We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school track and field. AHSTW boys have had some solid performances so far this year. Jackson Renberg, head coach for the Vikings, joins us now. And coach, no track on this Thursday night as we talk because of the weather. So now you have another night to rest a little bit. How are you feeling about your track team as you get ready here for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks or so until districts?
You know, I'm a little disappointed we couldn't run tonight. I think that was a good opportunity for us to get a good workout in. We'll try to do our best without competition and practice today. But that was definitely our team's best meet of the year overall. Really proud of pretty much everybody that competed that night. I mean, a lot of personal bests, a lot of best times of the season. We've been trying to get Luke into Drake, so that's been kind of a gadgety deal where we have to try to get him into Drake or keep him fresh so he can compete at Drake, or get into Drake, which is very, very tough. So we haven't completely been able to put the whole package together points-wise as much as I would like to go compete, but we were finally able to do that. Obviously, we lost to Woodbine. They're a great team. But we competed really well against a lot of schools that are about the same size as us team-wise, and I was really impressed with them. And I think we're starting to get a little healthier. We still are a little banged up, but we're getting a little healthier, and that's really helped us.
So you say getting healthier. Who has been injured? And give us an update on how that's been going.
Yeah, so we've had a few, you know, kids that, like Caden Sambothy, he's starting to get healthier. He's a freshman that has a lot of speed, but he hasn't been able to show it. He's only been at a couple meets. Chase Wheatley is a big one. We definitely have missed him. He's kind of been on a pitch count lately, and he's still kind of on a pitch count, but he's getting healthier, looking more like himself that he did at the beginning of the year. And that really helps because he can move throughout the lineup. He can run anywhere from an 8 to a 1 for us. Very big part of our 4x8 team, but also big part of our sprint medley as well. Other kids just kind of shin splints and things like that. But, you know, with a little bit more rest over the weekend, Easter break, I feel like they're starting to get a little healthier. We're never going to be completely 100% probably, but we're heading in the right direction.
So on Friday, Luke Sternberg will be at the Drake Relays Friday night at scheduled right now at 5:46 p.m. Hopefully there's no weather. The forecast, I think, looks pretty decent for Friday. Let's hope, let's cross our fingers and knock on wood. So, I mean, just an incredible achievement, a school record in that event, 59:27, an incredible time for him. What can you say about him just getting to the Blue Oval in that event? He's fastest in Class 1A right now, and he's just continue to impress, and no matter what event he's in.
Yeah, I mean, he can do a lot of really good things. His 400 time at AL was amazing. That was the best run he's ever had that I've seen from him. I've seen some pretty impressive runs from him. He works really hard in the weight room. He works really hard all year round. He does have some natural talent, but it's a lot of work that he's put in when nobody's watching so that he can have that success. And I can say that about a lot of the kids that we have. Colin Harder is a great example too. He's gotten a lot quicker this year, and it's not just because he got older, which sometimes happens, but he's put in a lot of time as well. He kind of probably sees Luke sometimes and sees what he does in the weight room, and then he wants to do similar things. He wants to get faster, stronger, better at all sports and things like that. So Luke is kind of one of those guys that not only impressive on the track or football field or basketball court, but he's impressive when it comes to working hard and trying to kind of perfect his craft. And it's a great opportunity. We haven't had a Drake Relays runner since 2018 for boys. I don't know for girls with Bella, but it's a great opportunity for him to go out and run against 4A, 3A competition and some 1A as well and see where he stacks up. And no matter what happens, he made the Drake Relays. That is a huge accomplishment. And hopefully he can take it all in, suck it all in, and enjoy it.
Yeah, Bella will be running on Saturday in the 400 hurdles at about 2:12 p.m. Let's hope, the weather holds up there. What about your relays? Where do you feel like they are? Is there one ahead of the other right now?
I would definitely say our 4x8's ahead of all the ones. I think we're ranked 12th the last I looked on in 1A, and I think that we still can take a good portion of time out of that. Right now, I'm getting them in shape. Well, they're in shape. I'm just getting them stronger, better at their 800s by running them in other events like the mile with Colin the other night, or the 800 with Caden Garrity where he got second at KM the other night. They're running through, we're conditioning through the meets. That's the whole deal at this time of the year. That's what you got to do, because you don't have a lot of practice time. But I'm pretty impressed with that 4x8. I know there's a lot more there. They know there's a lot more there, and we're gonna work them hard until about a week of districts. We're gonna get their legs right, and they're gonna go hopefully PR in that. And then we don't really know for sure. Sprint Med definitely can do some damage. We got a good four, a couple good four runners in Colin and Luke. So we're hoping we can craft something up there. Other relays, just kind of, filling guys like Jackson Jensen, Chris Holmes, Caden Sambothy, Ty Nelson, who runs the 4x80 and the Sprint Med as well. They've helped out our other relays be a little bit stronger. We're a really small team, so we need kind of everybody to kind of help out. And we're starting to get that from our younger guys, and that are younger experienced guys, and that's good to see.
Yeah, right now you have Sternberg in the one, the two, and the four, and so that only leaves him one relay to compete. So that will is that a decision to make? Just like do you know he's going to be there in the four? You know he's probably going to be there in the two. The question is, do you want him in the 100-meter dash, or do you want him in another relay?
Well, and that'll be decided kind of by times and things like that. As of now, if we had to do it tomorrow, it'd be the 1-2-4, but it could change. The 1-2-4 is also on the same day, the first day of track, and that 1-4 at state track is pretty tight. So we're gonna have to look into that, how well he does a good job of running the 1-4 meet wise every time. But when it comes down to, could he win the 400 state championship? Could he make it into the finals in the one? We're gonna have to look at that. Personally, I think he can make it to the finals in one, but it's a crapshoot. There's a lot of fast 100 runners out there. 400 and 200 is definitely his sweet spot. And you also got to think about the wear and tear of state track too. It's a 3-day event, and how many prelims are you going to have to run? How many finals are you going to have to run? What are you running for your finals? It's unlike a normal track season where you get a little bit of time off and go back at it. So we got to look into that. But nothing's been completely decided. I have a pretty good idea right now, but that, you know what? It could change. Something could pop up in the next meet that I see as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got some time to figure it out, but yeah, it's a dilemma. Do you want to work them on one day at the state track meet or rest them, and maybe that helps them win a state title in the 400? It's a tough decision there. How about in the throws? I think I saw Jett Peterson had a PR in one of the throws on Tuesday night.
Yes, Jed is coming on at the right time. He is not happy with himself and how he's been throwing the disc lately. And he obviously threw the shot really well at the indoors, and then he hasn't hit that mark yet. But he's working at the fundamentals, which is what you got to do. He's looking at game tape. He's looking at tape of his throws and seeing what he's doing wrong, listening and being coachable. And he'll figure it out. He's too dang good of a thrower to not do it. Not figured out. He's really good at both disc and shot. And he's gonna pop one off in disc and shot eventually. I think he threw about 44, which he's a consistent 44, 45 thrower. We got a couple weeks to get him to that hopefully more consistent 46, 45. And he threw 130, 131, I believe, the other night. He definitely can throw farther, and he's done it in warmups. He's just got to put it together. And he had one that I think went about 135 the other night that just scratched off to the side. So he's got more in him, but he loves track. He loves throwing. He's gonna go to Simpson because he loves track. We're spoiled with Jet Peterson. You don't get very many people that are really, really into throwing like Jet. So, and Roman Scheffler's his other guy with him, and he's coming a long way too. I am really impressed with him. He's only a sophomore, and he's got some footwork to work on and some finishing things. He's not completely polished, but he's getting better every day. Every week, he's getting putting up stronger throws as well. So I'm impressed with those throwers. They don't get enough. They don't get enough credit or attention, but they're good kids and good workers.
So you got two meets coming up next week. You go to Woodbine on Monday, and then Griswold, a co-ed meet next Thursday, which is May 1st, kind of hard to believe. And then right after that, it's the conference meet at Trainer. What do you expect the competition in that Western Iowa Conference track meet to be like there?
Really, really good. Really, really good. I think it might be the deepest this conference has been in a couple of years. I mean, I know like we're low, we don't have a lot of numbers. Neither does Audubon. But Audubon's still pretty dang good team and can put together some good relays and good running events. And then you get the top of the conference, which, you know, I don't even know who that is right now. I would imagine Trainer and Riverside are up there. Underwood's always up there. Tri-Center's better this year. ICAM's a lot better this year. Logan's better this year. I'm missing somebody. Mo Valley's better this year. I mean, I expect that conference, you know, every year we go to that WIC conference, and that's the toughest meet I think we go to all year, which is awesome because it gives us a good pre warm up for districts. So I expect it to be very, very strong.
Well, I plan on being there, and we'll have coverage of that meet on KSOM that evening. It should be a great night of track and field for both boys and girls at Trainer High School. Coach, really appreciate your time, and perhaps we'll see you here in a week and a half or so at that conference meet. Best of luck in the meantime. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for covering us.
Jackson Renberg, head coach for HTW Boys Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.